Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Ayin Tes Omud Beis. We're in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah. We're in the middle of Simin Shin Aleph, discussing what you're allowed to wear out on Shabbos, what's considered wearing, what's considered carrying. And we're up to Sif Yud Dalet on the second line. The Mechaber tells us, Dover Shehu Derech Malbush, an item of clothing which is worn. It's worn in the way that it's normally worn. Afilu Emeinu Lovsho Ela Mishum Atzulei Tinuf, even if it's only being worn to protect yourself from dirt. Mutalot says well b'Shabbos. One is permitted to go and wear that on Shabbos. Now the Rama adds, Hagah v'lochein mutal lilbosh beged b'pnei ha'gishamim o koval rosho. Therefore, the Rama tells us that one can wear a coat over your clothing to protect your clothing from the rain, or a hat on your head to protect you from the rain. Avol also liisha litin beged al tseifa b'pnei ha'gishamim. But a woman is not permitted to go and wear some sort of a garment on top of her kerchief to protect her from the rain, deins a derech malbush, because wearing something on top of that is not considered derech malbush. So this sif is talking about what is considered wearing as opposed to something that you're putting on to protect your clothing. It's a very, very important discussion. And now let's look at the Mishnah Berurah and Sif Katan and Beis, and then we'll go into a number of the Dirshu footnotes. So the Mishnah Berurah starts off and explains the Mechaber as follows. Rotsulam, the Mechaber is telling us over here, Shalom shol milamala abagodav kidei shalom yitanfu. The Mechaber says you are allowed to wear a garment over your other clothing in order to protect your clothing from getting dirty or wet or something like that. And even though you're protecting your clothing, the Mechaber tells us this is permissible. That which the Ramah said, that which the Ramah said, that you are permitted to go wear a raincoat or a rain hat or something like that. He is saying that you are allowed to do this even though it's already wearing on top of your clothing to protect yourself from the rain. If it wasn't for the rain, you wouldn't be wearing such a garment. You go and should make it off. It's either very thick, vegasm, old kisak, or it's very rough, like a burlap type of a sack. And he's talking about where you're wearing a larger hat over a smaller hat, that you shouldn't get wet or dirty. In all of these situations, afa piking shori, there are more is explained over here, according to the Mishnah Berurah, as being permissible. Kivin shu derech malbush. In all of these, you are allowed to wear them because they're being worn, and they're worn in the normal fashion. That's called wearing something as opposed to carrying something. And this is brought down in the name of the Beis Yosef, and as well the Shagas Aryeh. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Nun Gimel says, Hainu, in Eino Derech Malbush, why didn't we allow the woman to go and wear the beged, the cloth of some sort, on top of her kerchief? So he says, Rak Shemunach HaRosh Levad Kimo B'chatichas Beged Pishton Kitana. This is just being worn on top of her head like some sort of a small linen garment. Abul Misat Heves Bo Gam Kitzas Migufa. But if it covers up something about her, it covers up a little bit of her, not only just on top of her already wearing some sort of a kerchief, then Havi Derech Malbush, then it's also called Derech Malbush Vishari Avshu Latzuli Tinov, and it will be permissible even though it's protecting her clothing. Kamosha Kaz Lel, as we just spoke out. And even if it's a very rough type of a garment, like a sock, a burlap type of a cloth, as we're learning Mitzvah in an upcoming shir, this is permissible even for rich women, because even though rich women normally don't wear this, for poor women to wear this is permissible. So we make a low plug, and since it's acceptable for a poor woman to wear, a rich woman can wear it as well. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan and Dalet writes as follows. V'im kavonoso shelo yitzaru oso ha'gishomim. If the woman, however, is wearing this other garment on top of her kerchief in order that the rain shouldn't get in and cause her distress, then shari b'cholinyan. Then it's permissible under all circumstances. Av shemimela nitzelas al yidei zeh mitiruf begodeh. Even though it's also therefore coming to protect the clothing. Ubavach tikshiren yofeh. But it has to be tightly attached to her. So the bottom line that they seem to be telling us over here from all of these Mishnah Berurahs and the opinion of Mechaber and the Ramah is that you're not really allowed to wear something if it's not going to protect you. It can't just be worn solely to protect your clothing. It has to protect you in some way, shape, or form. And we can carry on this discussion much better in Dirshu footnotes number 42 through 45. And Dirshu footnote number 42 tells us that if it's a derech malbush, if it's something that is worn always in this fashion, even though right now you don't need it as levisha, it's not necessary for you to wear this right now, but you are wearing it for whatever the reason, so the Rav Moshe finds that's out, and the Igros Moshe says, mutu lotzeis. As we'll see later on, Rav Moshe's opinion is she'ein davar nechshav derech malvush elik shemosif kisui o shmiru legufo. Normal circumstances, it has to be something that will add some sort of a protection to you. And if it's adding a protection to you, not to your clothing, but to you, then it's considered always being worn. So this item is being worn in the normal way. And even though you don't necessarily need it right now, however, it is worn in the normal way, so therefore it is permissible. The issue number 43 brings down that a raincoat that's made like a nylon raincoat over here, that its sole purpose would be like a poncho maybe, its sole purpose is to protect your clothing, that they shouldn't get wet from the rain. It doesn't really provide any warmth to your guf. So Shlomo Zalman says, Gam ze nikra derech malbush. Or Shlomo Zalman says, you can wear a poncho, you can wear something that really doesn't provide any natural warmth itself, but it is protecting your clothing from getting wet. As opposed to Rav Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal, who would say that this is not permissible. The issue for number 44. To wear some sort of a plastic hat on top of your hat. This is a very, very common discussion. Can you wear this on Shabbos? So the Chazon Ish brings down, Sha'oser, you can't wear this. And this is also the opinion of the Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss Zatzal, and as well as the Shelah Shuvah's Orlet Zion. Wearing a plastic hat cover on top of your black hat, that is not allowed. That's not considered wearing it. That's a protection for your hat, which isn't allowed to be worn on Shabbos because it's really being carried. And you can't wear it if the sole purpose of this plastic is to protect your hat, not to protect you. The hat's protecting you, and now this plastic is protecting the hat. There's also the opinion of Nissan Karlitz Shlita. Now, in Shelos Chuvas Min Chasitzok, Dain Weiss adds, Shimlove Shesakisu Kidesha Koval O Yirtov Legamre. If you're wearing it, the hat that you're wearing shouldn't get soaking wet. The Yichardu Min Hagishom and Lerosho. And as a result, your head won't get wet because your hat won't be so soaked that your head doesn't get wet from it. Then it's called Levisha and it would be permissible. And this is also something called Minias Tzar HaGuf, which is protecting your body, and therefore it is permissible. Again, Rav Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal brings down in the Igros Moshe, Sha'osu lotzeis im kisu yakova. You can't go out with this plastic hat for another reason. Shaladaito, according to Rav Moshe, ein nechshav derech malbush el dover shemosif kisui v'hagona leguf. Rav Moshe says the definition of wearing something, it has to protect your body directly in some way, shape, or form. And these types of plastic hats, ein amogin al haguf yosim yakova atzmo. How does the plastic add anything to your body? It protects your hat, but it's not adding anything to your body. And he says, Haheta Lotzeis Makova Gabikova. Either Ramah said you could go out with a larger hat over a smaller hat. So he says that's why the Ramah said it has to be Bedavka, a larger hat over a smaller hat, because in that situation it's also providing some additional protection to the body. Again, Rav Moshe's opinion is a machmir position. Not everybody agrees with it. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, if the places aren't going to mandate, so to say, the proper mores are that you take your plastic off the minute it stops raining, so he says, then you don't have a concern over here that you're going to come to take the plastic off in the Rosh Hashanah. You leave it on. It's not embarrassing. And therefore, batel hulakova, it's subordinate to the hat, and the plastic covering on the hat is nechshav derech malvush. It's considered like you're wearing it, and Rosh Shlomo Zalman would allow it. And similarly, Rav Azan Zatzal in the Shevet Halevi brings down the same idea, but he does add that if you're going into a Rishus HaRabim Gemurah, into a real Rishus HaRabim, one should possibly be machmir not to go out with this type of a hat, because there is a concern that once the rain stops, you may come to take it off. Similarly, wearing galoshes or rubbers. So in the Shelos Teshuvos Beis Shlomo, he brings down that that's permissible. And this is also the opinion of the Das Torah, as well as the Shelos Teshuvos Yad Yitzchak. However, he adds that wearing these rubbers, if they're not really attached well to your shoes, then it's a problem, because then it may fall off and you'll come to carry it. Again, Rav Moshe Feinstein disagrees. Rav Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal says that unless the rubbers are adding some sort of warmth to you, they're protecting your foot from getting soaking wet, so then in that situation you can wear it. But if they're not, and they're just protecting your shoes, so then you can't do this. And his shita, as we've already pointed out, she'ein dover nechshav derech malvush ela kishemosif kisi o shmira legufo. Something is only considered as if it's being worn if it adds some protection to your body, or heats your body in some way, protects your body in some way, covers your body in some way. But if it's solely for the protection of your clothing or your hat or your shoes, it's not permitted to wear it on Shabbos. That's not called wearing it. That's called carrying. And this is reiterated in Dershu foot number 45. And therefore he says that the woman is permitted to go out with a covering on top of her head covering if it also is adding a little bit of extra protection to her face or to her hair or to her body in some way, shape, or form. So then it is allowed. But if it's just solely on top of her head covering in order to protect the head covering, then it's not allowed. Now we can go on to Sif Tesvav. The Mechaber tells us, Ein Hakiteya, an amputee, a person is not allowed to go out, Yotzei B'Kavshlo. The amputee can't go out with his prosthetic, which in those days wasn't a prosthetic like we have that helps in walking. And there it was just, the Hainu Sha'ose Kimin Dufus Shel Regel, he just has some sort of a form of a leg, V'chokik Bo Ma'at, Losom Rosh Shoko B'Socho, and they hollow it out a little bit so he can put the thigh where the amputation was, the remaining thigh, let's say above knee amputation, he puts into this stump. Ve'eno oses el lahalikbo, it doesn't serve any function. Shako parim soruchu lamaklo, he can't walk on this. El kavanoso kidei shelo yiroa chaser regel el nechay regel. It's just that he should have the appearance of having legs, albeit he's a lame person, but he should have the appearance of wearing legs. So the Mechaber tells us, kiv de'eno tzorech hilucho, since it doesn't serve any function over here, also the person wouldn't be allowed to go out with this on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Nun Vav explains, Hainu, the Alkein Chayshin and Dum Mishtalef Meiraglo Vasi Lasuya Dalal Amos. We're concerned that it will come to fall off and he'll end up carrying it Dalal Amos and Dushu Sarabin. And in the Shaar Etzion, Ost Nun Tes, he brings down, this is the reasoning that the Gra and the Tosefta Shabbos bring down, as opposed to some say that it's actually carrying. Here it's only a Gzera over here, as opposed to the opinion that says it's actually carrying. Again, the prosthetic devices we have today are far different, where they're used to help support the person and to actually allow the person to walk, and that is Heter Gomer. Sifte Zayin, Kiteya She'enu Yochel Lelech Klal, Al Shokov, El Yoshiv Al Kisei, a person that is an amputee, and he can't walk at all on his legs, but what they would do is they would sit on some sort of a chair, and they would move themselves forward by lifting their body with their hands, and the chair would move forward with them as a result. Ukishenakar mi makomo, when he lifts himself up with his hands, nismachayodav, he's leaning on his hands, v'al shokov, v'nidchav lefonav, and he pushes off on his thighs, and he moves the whole chair forward. V'oses samacho shel oro eitz, l'roshi shokov, o raglov hatluyim, and he has some sort of a support that's either made of leather or of wood that is attached to the stump that he has either on the above knee amputation by his thigh or wherever it is, and it hangs down and helps to support his remaining stump. And when he pushes himself off on his hands and he moves his whole body forward, he also gets some support from this stump that is protected with this wood or leather support. So these things as well, ein yotzim ben b'Shabbos, you can't use them on Shabbos. Why? The aydi detluyim v'lo manchei ara, since they're hanging and they don't really touch the ground at all times, zimnim d'mishtalfe, it could easily fall off, and therefore a person with concern will carry it dalet amas rishus harab. As opposed to, abo b'kise v'saf solim haktalim shebiyodav, mutalotzeis, but the actual chair that he's strapped to, or the support that he's using on his hands to press down, these little chairs or supports that he has his hands attached to, that he's pushing down on, those are considered attached to him, and he's wearing them, so to say, and he can go out with them. Mutalotzeis. Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Nun Zayin, Hainu shenishon aleihem be'eish shenidchaf lefonav. He's pushing down on these little hand stools as he's moving himself forward, Vishari, the Hu Dumya Dechiger Imako B'Sifyut Zayin. This would be like we'll learn in tomorrow's year that a person who is lame is allowed to go out with his cane. So too, these are like the canes, the support for this person, and he's allowed to go out with them. Mr. Bruce of Kut Nun Ches explains further, the Lo Shaya Kandil de Mishtafi. We're not concerned that he's going to take them off and carry them because he can't go without them. They're certainly an essential part of his means of traveling, and he isn't going to let them fall off, and he's certainly not going to take them off, that we don't have to be concerned. We'll carry them down with Abbas, Mishu Sarabin. Another Ramah says, Haga, the Chayn Mutulot says, Biminol Shal Eitz, Shal Regul Nichlesbo. The Ramah tells us over here that you can go out with a wooden stump or prosthetic that your foot is put into, the remaining foot that you have left, or the leg that you have left, is inserted into this prosthetic, this wooden prosthesis. The leg lemecha shiipol, and we're not concerned, brought down the name of the Rebbeinu Yerucham, that it's going to fall off because it's well attached to the remaining leg that you have. Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot Nun Tes. Hainu, af agav shein bor klal. Even though there is no leather over here, it's just the wood attached to your leg. Afilu hochi mikrei minol. It's still called a type of a shoe, so to say, for your remaining stump. And he brings down, look in the Vilna Gaon, ayin bevira agra, uprima godim sheikshu, mehod de lakam and simon tof reishu dalasiv beis, demashma de dafka bemchupa or milamala. There it seems to suggest that it has to have some sort of a leather on the top to be considered a shoe. Avol shaleitz levad lo choshid minol. It's not considered a shoe if it's just wood. So he says, ayin shom bevira agra. That din was talking about in Yom Kippurim. Here it's talking about by Shabbos. So he says the Vilna Gaon explains the difference between these two. However, who holds that there is no difference, and that in regards to Hilchos Shabbos as well, it is not considered a minol, it's not considered a shoe in regards to Hilchos Shabbos. Then the Rambam continues and he writes, V'chein bepantinish. This, we'll see, is something like a slipper. The mishtalfe b'mehero mimela, that it easily falls off from yourself on its own. And he brings down the name of the Rashba, that you are allowed to go out with this as well. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Samach, Hainu mashakorim b'lashoneinu pantuf pili, which we see in the Tirgum number 2. It says, Nali bayis, slippers, house shoes, the afa gav the mishtalte b'mehem remelo, even though they easily fall off by themselves. Hainu aydei chalitza b'yadayim v'lo b'ataras kesha. They don't have a knot that you're tying and you're untying. They just slip on and off. Mikol makom kiven the mechupa or, since they are made with leather on the top, hu muhudo kitzas, it somehow does attach itself well to your leg. V'lo chayshin undomo yiplo v'osi lasuye. And we're not concerned as well over here that it's going to fall off and you'll come to carry it out of the shusar rabin. In addition to number 46, he brings down that if you have loafers, if you have shoes without laces on them, or laces that are tied, you don't untie them. So he brings down from Nissan Karlitz as well, Shekivim Udokos Heitiv L'Regel, since they're well attached to your leg, they don't easily fall off. Mutra Lotzis Bem, you are allowed to go out with them on Shabbos. However, then the Ramah does bring down a more machmir opinion, the opinion of the Augur, who says, V'yesh machmirim v'osrim. There are those that are machmir and do not permit you to go out with these types of footwear that we just discussed. In Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Samach Aleph, he brings down this pantish that we're talking about over here, these slippers, is what the ogre is machmer on. And the reason he doesn't let you wear them is because they can easily fall off. Then he brings down from the Taz in Sif Mem Kosav, the lo chayshin was that. We're not concerned about this. Because even if they fall off, you're not going to carry them because nobody walks barefoot in the Shusarab. And he says the Tosef for Shabbos Mefakvi Kitzas Medor, the Tosef Shabbos disagrees with him. Ayin Shom for that discussion. In a place where it's muddy and it's easily going to cause it to fall off, and you may end up carrying it, you shouldn't be makel here to wear them. However, but everybody agrees that if you by accident went out with any of these things that we said you shouldn't do because of a gzeira, that you may come to carry it, then you don't have to take it off and not wear it in the Rishus Harab. But once you went out with it already, so you can keep on wearing it until you get to your house. And he says, and this is true for all of those types of legwear that we said that you shouldn't go and wear them because you may come to take them off. So that's only a din derabbanan. So once you're already wearing it, we don't make you take it off. We allow you to keep on wearing it until you get to your house. Finally, the Ramah concludes and he says, "V'lo yelech odom yochef b'Shabbos." A person shouldn't walk barefoot on Shabbos, especially b'mokum she'ein derech lelech yachaf, in a place where it wasn't common to walk barefoot. And likewise, lo yetzi odim b'Shabbos k'moshu yosei b'chol. A person shouldn't go out on Shabbos the same way he goes on a weekday. Bilti dover acher, unless he's wearing something else that has some reminder, sheyisko ayodo shu Shabbos v'lo yovo l'hachalo. Unless he has some sort of reminder, we're here to remind him that it's Shabbos, and he won't come to by accident, take something off and carry it, etc. And this is brought down in the name of the Kolbo. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Samach Beis explains, from the Darki Moshe, the Ramah, he writes, mashma dafilu b'mokum shedarkum lelech yochef b'chol. Even if it's a place where they did walk barefoot on a weekday, b'Shabbos yilbash minolim. On Shabbos, you should specifically wear shoes. Kidei sheyizkor shu Shabbos. It's to remind you that it's Shabbos. He brings down from the Bach, the Gam Yesh Bazeh Mishum Onik Shabbos. Likewise, the wearing of shoes is an Onik Shabbos, which a person shouldn't give up so quickly. He points out in Dishah foot number 47 from the Kaf HaChayim that if you don't find that to be an Onik for you, you actually prefer to walk barefoot, then you'd be allowed to walk barefoot. And he says the same halacha applies who adim biyantiv tzarich lizor bezeh. One should be careful as well with onik Shabbos as well as simchas yantiv. The onik Shabbos yantiv shoven. The same din applies to both of them. And he says ayin and simin beis. The gan b'chol midas sniyasu shololelech yochav. He says even on a weekday, by the way, a person shouldn't walk barefoot. It's not sniyas to walk around barefoot. That will conclude today's shir.